Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And Obi-Wan here. you're gonna be glad you're hanging out with me too, because we got our good friend Dave Anderson back on the show. Folks, Dave is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now more than 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's a former business owner, just like you and me. Still is, really, just a different kind of business. But he made a lot of money in the automobile business, and now he's helping people like you and me do a better job in our own businesses. He's the author of many books. You can stack them to the rafters, all the different books he's written, including his new book, How to Lead Your Business by the Book. But also, that's the second version. The first one was How to Run Your Business by the Book, a biblical blueprint to bless your business. Dave Anderson, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be back with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Dave, one of the things I've been talking a lot about in the last couple of years is one word with an extra letter added to it, and that's value, and then put an S on that word, and values. Mm. Value is what, for millennia, value was the coin of the realm with regard to serving customers. You had to deliver value, or which is price, product, service, availability, that kind of thing. You had to be able to do that, and that was pretty much all you had to do. But now, more and more, people are putting an S on the end of that word. Yes, they require value, but now they're scrutinizing a little more, and they're putting an S on the end of that word, and they're starting to say, what are your values? What do you think, Dave?
Well, they are, and you know, there have been some big cases in the media where that's going on, and people are more, what are your values, conscious, and they want to decide, do I want to do business with someone who doesn't share my values, and if you do share my values, then I'll probably become even more loyal than I was before.
Right.
So first you have to have them. You know, a lot of companies, if you ask them, well, what are your values, they just start, you know, stuttering along, but they're not articulated, they're not official, they're employees. If you ask three employees what they are, write them down, you'd get three different sets of answers. So
let's make sure that we differentiate between values and politics, for example.
Well,
politics,
sure.
And I use the word politics not in terms of political party, and it doesn't even have to be about politics, but there are political issues, not even government type of politics, but other type of politics. You know, everything, there's the politics of everything, right? But there's a difference in values and politics, right?
Well, yes, you know, values, what values are, and some people call them core values, you know, values are core values. These are just really, it's a part of your culture. You know, there are five primary components of culture. Your values are certainly one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's behavioral standards, really, that you're not willing to compromise on. This is what you believe. This is how you conduct yourself. This is how you do business. And they're every bit as important as the performance standards, the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times you have people who hit the numbers that don't live the values, and that starts to create a problem.
Right. Well, for example, when I say politics and values, if I am an environmentalist, politically speaking, I'm a firebrand for the environment, then that's politics. But if I talk to my customers about the fact that not only am I environmentalist, but I am making sure that our products that we sell you are environmentally friendly and et cetera, et cetera, then that converts to values. My politics convert to values for my customer.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, this is what's interesting of what just happened recently in the news is, you know, Chick-fil-A is a company that's had a good set values for a number of decades.
Right.
Most people know their they're a Christian company and they don't open on Sundays.
Right.
So this is not news to anybody. And they treat their people really well, and you have a good experience if you go in there. They're well trained, and there are certain values of respect and so forth that they live up to when they're dealing with their customers. The owner, as you know, was asked his personal view, which really was more of a political view, on the same-sex marriage, which he said, which really shouldn't have surprised anybody, what his answer was, that
right.
he you know, preferred traditional marriage because it's, again, biblically based.
And he just said that's what our view is. But don't forget, I always like to remind people, this question came from a reporter with the Baptist Press.
Well, that's right. I mean, this
was a religious context.
That's right. He didn't put it on a billboard or try to shame anybody into how they were living. This is a question that came up that he answered. And all of a sudden, you know, and there's a lesson here for even the smallest of business people, mm-hmm. that you might be put in that same situation. And, you know, you're either going to have values or not. You're going to be willing to articulate them or not. And if you're like Dan...
Be prepared to know what you're going to say.
Hold on,
we're going to get Dave to continue this conversation with Dave on values after these messages. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.